no major levels have been broken as the week gets going, and the price action is mostly just viewed as choppy consolidation. But what little price action we have seen has been risk on in nature, with stocks pushing higher and the US dollar selling off. There haven't been any stories that would justify these moves, and most likely all we've been seeing is just some positioning ahead of today's big event risk in the form of US CPI, the only currency not trying to recover against the buck and actually heading the other way right now is the yen. But this is easy to reconcile when considering all the updates around the incoming BOJ governor. Initial speculation had him leaning more hawkish before news broke that this was not the case, with the central banker reportedly saying current policy was appropriate and more easing was needing. And so no surprise to see the yen getting hit hard on the news. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German wholesale prices, UK employment data, Eurozone employment reads, and the already mentioned US CPI report. That's all for now.